Okay, thank you very much for joining the Monday Night Hashkafa Shmooz. Tonight's topic is going to be what we call as part of the tshuva process, Kabbalah ala Asid. Right, there's three parts to tshuva. You have to admit what you did is wrong. You have to say it. We should be spending this time enumerating and saying the things that we do are wrong. Then you have to really regret it, feel badly about it, and you have to accept upon yourself not to do it again. So what bothers a lot of people about tshuva is this business about accepting upon yourself never to do it again. We all see right through that as a joke. Just because you really work hard over Elul and Aseret Yemei Tshuva and you know you're doing something wrong, what's to say that you're not going to do it again? And most of us, if we're used to doing certain things, just because we go through Yom HaRayim, yeah, maybe for a little while, we'll stop, but it's probably going to come right back again. So what's the point of accepting upon yourself not to do something again when we probably think more than likely that we're going to go back to doing it again? So I gave a talk about this 12 years ago in 2011. And at that time, I basically said four things. But 12 years later, I want to add something, which I think might be the real answer. Could be all the other four answers are not really the real answer. I was thinking about something else. I spoke a little bit about it on Rosh Hashanah, but I'm gonna develop it a little bit differently tonight. What are the four things that I said the first time I spoke about this topic 12 years ago? The first thing I said, which I believe very strongly, is it's water on a rock. Water on a rock. I had a parent who was very upset with the shiur that I put his kid in. And the parent complained about it, and then I explained why I had to do it, and then the parent complained again, and then I explained why I had to do it, and the parent complained again. And like by the fifth time that I explained it, the parent wrote me an email today saying, okay, I get it, we'll wait a few months, and then we'll see how it's going, and then we'll talk to you again. In other words, the parent was eish lahav at the beginning. But a lot of times, let's say a person is engaging in something that he doesn't think is appropriate. He'll try to do tshuva one time and two times and three times and it won't work. He won't be able to change himself. But in some cases, every time that a person goes through the tshuva process and tries to get a little better in that thing, he chips away at it. And you get a little older, you get more mature, you change a little bit, the circumstances change. Just because you fought against a certain sin once, twice, three times, five times, doesn't mean you're never going to conquer it. Doesn't mean you're never going to conquer it. And you have to, if you know you're doing something wrong, you have to try to address it. And hopefully, every time you really address it sincerely, if you try to address it, every Elul, every Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you try to address it sincerely. As you get older, as you get stronger, hopefully each time you can chip away at it a little bit. Now, idea number two, which is connected to this, is that it might be true that after Yom HaRayim, you might come right back to it. But the question is, what's your matzav ruach about it right now? This minute, this particular sin, or this particular hanhaga, this midah that you're trying to get rid of. And you know, like, this is just me. There's no way I'm going to be able to get rid of it. But what's your feeling about it right now? Right this minute, right? The Rambam has a lashon, right? Based on the Gemara, ad sheyoyda lov yodea talumos shelo yoshev. So that's what everybody's asking. How do you ever get to that madriga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows the future, is going to testify about you that you're never going to get back to that aveira? It's ridiculous. But the question is, what is your attitude about that sin right now? Right now, as you're doing the tshuva, as you're thinking about it during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, on Yom Kippur itself, on Yom Kippur, during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, what's your attitude right now? Right now, I'm so eish lahav, I feel so badly about it. I'm mamish, taking upon myself never to do it again. So, even though you know you're going to do it again, but at this minute, at this moment, if it would be presented to you at this second, you wouldn't do it this second. That's also madriga. And again, I think the first thing and the second thing are connected. If a person really feels badly and really does not want to go back to a particular sin, and he's strong for a few minutes or a few hours or a few days, and he knows he could stay away from it for a little bit, so again, every time you go through a really sincere Kabbalah, that chips away at your defense system. The other two things I said about this is something that I heard in the name of the Mashkiach of Ner Yisrael, of Moshe Eisenman. I've said it over before a few times. He said like this, that one interesting thing that he said is that maybe the way Kabbalah ala Asid works is, it's not that when I say I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara again, it means I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara again. It means that the sum total of the words of Lashon Hara that I spoke in 5783 are going to be less than the sum total of the words of Lashon Hara I spoke in 5784. My gush, my amount of Lashon Hara of 5783, or my amount of looking at things that I shouldn't do, let's say I did it 100 times in 5783. So my goal in tshuva is that in 5784 it should be 90 times or 85 times. And you'll see as you go through life, hopefully you'll be able to knock it down. So that could also be that maybe that is doable. You're not going to do it as much. You're going to do it less. That's an accomplishment also. And then he said, item number four, and this I'll close my review of my talk from 12 years ago. Item number four, and then I'll tell you what I really think is the truth. That'll be what I think 12 years later is the truth. But I'll give you the fourth thing he said is that, let's say there's a certain aver that a person is working on. And every time the shofar blows throughout the entire month of Eli, he's just thinking about that one aver, eradicating it. Every day, he's working on himself. Eli's reading Musar books. He's reading books on this topic, and he's eradicating. And Rosh Hashanah, he's just thinking about this one aver, and he's yelling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me get rid of this aver. And the whole Aseret Yemei Teshuva, he's just yelling about that. And the whole Yom Kippur, Kol Nidrei, Shacharis, Musaf, Ne'ilah, Mincha, Ne'ilah, he's mamish, just screaming about this one aver. So said Rav Eisenman, when it comes Hashem Elokim seven times, you really won't do it again. You really won't do it again. If you really go through that kind of intense process. Anyway, those are the four things. What I like about the revisement thing is it goes from one extreme to the other, right? Everything from, you know, just you have to make a little inroad into the aveira. We're not looking to say I'm never going to do the aveira again. Obviously, that would be great, but you could still be doing tshuva. Even if you're like really sincerely trying to lessen it or not do it as much, it's just not within, it's not within your nekudas of achir right now. It's not within your wheelhouse to get off of it totally. So partial tshuva is also you're a different person. You're also a different person. It's also I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to do the sum total of 5783. I'm not going to do it in 5784 or anywhere in between the extreme. But let me tell you, more recently I've been thinking about playing off what I spoke about Rosh Hashanah. So I'll tell you what I think our avoda during these days are, especially when it comes to changing and growing and becoming a different person. Gentlemen, it's not about, tshuva is not about looking over all of your averas from this past year and going through every single one and fixing every single one. That's not really humanly doable. No one's a malach, and no one's going to fix everything. Well, it's not going to happen. Of course, you should, as best as you can, try to remember those averas and try to work on them and try to be as best as you can in as many areas as you can. I'm not suggesting it's fruitless to do that. But a person should not consider himself to be a failure if he doesn't reach that. What I think these days are really more about is simply figuring him out a way that he's elevating himself to a higher spiritual madriga. He's more of an Eved Hashem. He has more Yirah Shemayim. He feels more closeness to Hashem. He's learning more. He's davening better. Whatever he's doing to elevate himself, and then memela, when a person makes himself a better person, a more spiritual person, a more connected to Hashem person, in whatever way he wants to do that. There's so many different ways to do that. It doesn't, lav dafka has to be by eradicating every single aver you do. If you figure out one way to make yourself a holier, more spiritual, more connected to Torah, connected to Hashem person, so memela, it's going to be easier for you to fight the averis because you're on a higher spiritual madriga now. You're on a higher spiritual madriga now. You're a different person. Like the Rambam says, you're a different, that's what a Baal Tshuva says, I'm a different person. Now you're a different person because I'm mamish, I'm sure I'm never going to do any aveira that I ever did before again. No. But maybe in a couple of averas, one or two that I was doing I'm really, you know, I always say, when you make your changes during these times, it's got to be things that you know are doable. We all know those things that we do wrong that are doable. It's doable to fix this. Don't try to take on the ones that now you think are not really doable for me. It's not doable. Don't take those things on. They're not doable. Or maybe to do a week of it or a month of it or certain times or certain days. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara for like 10 to... I like this. To me, it's not a joke. I say 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. every morning, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. I always say, I'm not going to speak during Kaddish. I took that upon myself about like 25 years ago. And I'm like 99.99%. There was probably time for 12, 13 years that I mamish didn't say a word during Kaddish. Then kids started asking me things. Sometimes it was difficult to, but I've been mamish. I almost felt like 99.9% that I will never say a word during Kaddish. Or other things. Or like I like to say, standing still when you say Asher Yatzar. Just standing still, thinking about the words of Asher Yatzar. The bracha that I should be healthy. Is there a bracha that requires, well, some say Berchas HaMazon also. Berchas HaMazon is a little bit longer. It's a little bit longer than Asher Yatzar. It's a little bit hard to have kavanah for the whole Berchas HaMazon. That's why I suggest benching from a bencher. Whatever. There's just different, every person knows. Or a 5-minute Seder, an additional. Or what do you read before you go to sleep? That's one of my Kabbalahs for this year. You know, sometimes I would like, you know, look at some lighter stuff before I go to sleep. But now I want to try to, it's still going to be light. It's got to be light. It's going to be lighter stuff, but it'll be a little bit more in the Ruchniistic realm that I'm going to be reading before I go to sleep. That's one of the things that I wanted to fix. Other things too, I'm fixing. That's not the only thing I'm fixing. Other things too. But I think that the avoda for us of the days is just to grow in ruchnius. It's to use dirshu Hashem behimatzo, vani kirvas elokim litov. Find the kirvas elokim. Find the closeness. Find the mahalich in which to make yourself. And then memela, you're going to find out there is falling off by themselves. You're going to find because I'm on a high. So then once you put yourself on a high madriga, it's pastish for me to do. It's pastish for me to do that. That's the way you'll come to it. Because first you got to make yourself a different person. If you just try to attack the Aveira head on, you're going to lose. I can't, it's too much for me. I'm not going to be able to, but if you can attack the Aveira like in a roundabout way. If you make yourself a person who's like, who's this Aveira doesn't talk to me. You know, this Aveira is not, it's beneath me. If you can make yourself the type of person that Aveira is beneath you, then I think that might be an easier path because you won't realize that you'll make yourself a person who's more shaykh to not be interested in that particular Aveira. It just won't interest you. Sometimes I think that's a better way to fight the Yitzhar than like going right at him because the Yitzhar is very smart. If you go right at him, like, you know, the worst way to hit the Yitzhar is like, oh, this is Usser. I can't do that. It's Usser. I can't do it. That's like the worst way to attack the Yitzhar. The Yitzhar, because you get all excited. You get all excited and you get all tzehitzed. So you lose your guard. You got to fight the Yitzhar like in not in an emotional way. It's got to be in a logical way. You got to be in control. You got to control your mind, control your body, control. It's got to be calm and controlled. That's the way you deal with the Yitzhar. Not like in getting yourself all worked up about it. For some reason, the more you get yourself all worked up about it, the more you end up falling. So that's why we got to look for ways to increase our ruchnius, to do more maise chesed, to say more nice things to people, to be that guy who's going to try to build people up, who's going to tell people how great they are, try to say nice things, try to work on our own davening. You know, I should say all the words of Ashrei, pronounce all the words of Ashrei. I'm going to think about one, just Ashrei, for this month, for this year. Just Ashrei, I'm going to think about every word of Ashrei. It'll be huge. I'm very into like small, doable things that we could do. And memeil, you put yourself on a higher madriga and the Aveiros become less significant to you. You just become a person who doesn't have interest in them on that level. Anyway, those are some of my thoughts about this. If anybody has any Ha'aras, thoughts, pushback, specific questions, please don't hesitate to ask.
Yeah, Rebbe, can I clarify something?
Sure.
Is Rebbe saying this is a mahalach to doing teshuva, or this is a way of spiritual growth, so your teshuva is not pointless if you're going to do it again? I mean, is this like a real option for teshuva just by growing without actually having like complete harata, you know, and like the steps of the Rambam?
So, I'm really speaking, of course, the Rambam says what teshuva is. I'm not coming to argue on the Rambam. The Rambam says that you have to, I'm not telling anybody not to do that. No, you have to do that. You have to say all your sins, as many as you can, although I think it's ridiculous. I'm saying, how are you going to remember every sin that you did the whole year? Raise your hand if you kept a log of every single sin you did throughout the entire year. So what are we supposed to do? How do you keep the Rambam? How do you do it? You didn't write them all down. Again, maybe you should, and it would be nice. And there are some people that I know that do. I know some people that do this, that every night before they go to sleep, they write down, okay, today I did the following 20 averes. But most people don't do that. Most people don't do that. It's hard. It's hard to remember even at the end of the day what you did during the day. It's hard to do. It's hard to keep it all down. So, Gabe, what I'm saying is, of course, a person should try to do that as much as possible. You should try to figure out which sins you did this past year. Say them aloud. I do that too. I try to do that. Really regret them and take upon yourself not to do them again. And hopefully Hashem will accept that tshuva and do it. But we're talking here about, how does a person come to really make lasting change? How do we, that could, you could be yotze, you could be yotze, you crossed your T's and you dotted your I's. But what creates in a person lasting change? Lasting change is where it's not necessarily eradicating this particular avera or that particular avera. It's a global perspective. It's more overarching. I think that if we try to think about these things in more overarching terms, about just generally making myself, you know, learning more, davening better, making myself more of a Baal Chesed, overall things, how do I talk to my wife? How do I talk to my, these more broad things, you'll put yourself in a category where hopefully whatever changes you're going through, you'll be dealing with the Yetzirah from a position of strength, and not like from a position of like on the defense. Like, my gosh, there I am again doing that stupid thing. You know, there I am again doing just falling down again. Just I think if we work on our own religious self-esteem, our real, if we can measure ourselves more by global measurements of overall, you know, general directions of self-improvement, so then the averas will fall by the wayside. So that's just a machshava about, it's really what I always say about how a person really grows. A person really grows, you know, not by trying to whack-a-mole of all his averas. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And it's very frustrating for people. That's what I'm really trying to get at, because it's you find yourself keep on doing it and doing it and doing it, like where am I getting out of this? So I'm just trying to offer an insight that sometimes the answer is not in that goof of Aveira itself. The answer is, how do you address your overall religious personality? And then Mamela, if you could find yourself and put yourself in and grow in slow increments, one a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Soon, one day, you wake up and this avera is no longer an avera for you. That's what I've seen in my own life, honestly. And I've seen it in, you know, what's the whole, you go to Eretz Yisrael and, like, you know, people change. What's the change? It's not like they made a decision X, Y, and Z. It's their whole value system changed. It wasn't just like, you know, oh, I decided this avera is no longer for me, this avera, no. It's a global, it's a more overall type of perspective. So I think that there's a lot of value in that overall attitude. So I know it's a little bit of it requires some thinking, but I really believe in this very strongly that I'll say something even more radical. I'm not sure if Hashem, you know, is there like really a great scale in Shemayim that Hashem measures you and says, well, this year you did 2,776 Averis, but you did, I think that it could be that it's more about, you know, your overall perspective. What direction you're going in? Are you moving the chains? You know, which direction you're going in? Are you becoming better? That's why I like to encourage people, just change one thing. Change one thing. I think, and then next year they change another thing, and then you work. But you know what happens, Gabe? You know, I love that because, and this is exactly what I'm saying. Once you change that one thing, it leads to changes of other things too. That's mitzvah goreres mitzvah. That's what happens. Because once you see yourself growing in one area, you're not satisfied with that. You're not going to stop at that. So it happens more organically. It becomes like real, as opposed to just lining up all your avers in a row, taking a machine gun, going. It doesn't work like that. You're not going to be successful like that. I don't know. These are my thoughts. Anybody else have any hours? Anyway, I'm sure I gave you some food for thought tonight, so that was worth it. Okay, Agmar Chasima Tova. Next week's Motzei Yom Kippur. Sorry, I'm off. Motzei Yom Kippur. The week after that is Sukkot. We're off Motzei Yom Kippur. So we'll see you back in 3 weeks. Okay, have a great Agmar Chasima Tova. Good Kibbutz Tiyar for everybody. A year filled with success and growth in all areas, wiping away all your averus, and growing in all your mitzvahs, and it'll just all be perfect by the time I see you next time in 3 weeks. Okay, Kol Tov. Thank you.